From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better. Over the last several podcasts, David and I have been discussing conductors who inspire him the most. Our final conductor, Gustavo Dudamel. What about Gustavo Dudamel? When I hear things he conducted with the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra, and then I hear them play that Marquez piece at the L.A. Phil, it doesn't have the fire, because he gets it out of the kids.
I think that's a general thing. I always said to people when I will go next season, I will go to Zagreb Philharmonic and do Mahler 6 there. But I generally try to dodge my way out of doing, for example, Mahler symphonies with professional orchestras, because having them done with, outstanding student orchestras. I mean, I'm talking about outstanding capabilities of playing. So you don't want to do a Mahler symphony with a kind of mediocre student orchestra, definitely not. But if you get some real outstanding students together to play Mahler, you get this fire. You don't have to ask for it. They play these pieces often for the first time. And I think with the Simón Bolívar Youth Orchestra, you have also this kind of background of the players who basically changed their life through playing this kind of music. And it's difficult to find that fire sometimes with professionally, let's say, battle-hardened veterans. I don't say it's impossible. I just say it's not that easy. With youth orchestras, you need to care a little bit more about, that they're playing together and that the kind of intonation is right and that things are kind of working. But, you don't have to care about this with professional orchestras, the really good ones like the LA Philharmonic. I did many concerts in Scotland with the Scottish National Orchestra. My God, they could play the whole thing in the first rehearsal. But to instill the same kind of passion and atmosphere in them is sometimes, more challenging, because, when you do, for example, let's say Tchaikovsky 5 with a professional orchestra, I mean, most of the players will play it, have played it 100 times about. So you need to convince them to play it the 101st time with the same passion and energy and enthusiasm that they played the first time, which is challenging. I mean, if somebody can do it, it's certainly somebody like Gustavo. I mean, he's not only a great enthusiastic guy, he's a great conductor, full stop, and you can see that. Despite the fact that he's obviously young, he has so much experience because he started so early. I mean, when you compare Dudamel, you would have to compare him to people much older than him, because he already, when he was 15, he did quite a bit of conducting. So, imagine most people perhaps start studying conducting with about 20. I did a little bit earlier, but I mean, give or take, you study first an instrument and then you kind of go into conducting. So he's at least, I would say, and then he always had an orchestra to work with, which is basically the way you learn conducting. So I mean, at least he's 10 years in front of, his experience is 10 years older than he is, but his enthusiasm is his age. So he's really this perfect combination of, somebody with the right spirit and the right technique. His stick technique is just amazing.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.